The report, titled Public Research Private Gain, said between 2007 and 2010, MU's Plant Sciences Division received $16.4 million in private grants, which by their calculations accounted for 42% of the department's grant functions. The report also showed that MU's Veterinary Medicine Department received $6.1 million in private grants, which was 63% of the department grants between 2004 and 2010. Tim Schwab is a researcher at Food and Water Watch and had a large hand in the report. He says companies like Monsanto, Dow AgroScience, and Syngenta were common donors to the University of Missouri's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources Department.
Those look like the big industry sponsor, kind of the usual suspects you would expect for a plant science department.
Mark Linnett is the Associate Dean for Research and Extension for the College of Agriculture. He says companies like Monsanto, Bayer, and CropLife have all provided grants to the college, but he says the report's calculations are misleading. The report says it analyzed online databases and obtained information through the Freedom of Information Act requests, but Linnett says those figures included grants that just go directly to researchers in those departments. So, he says the percentages of funding from private interests directly to the school are lower.
And the relationship isn't between the company and the college per se. It's between a particular research group within a company and a particular researcher or group of researchers at this institution. So I think sometimes this story gets told in such a way that it seems like there's a contract between Company A and this college.
Donna Stearns is the Grants and Contracts Administrator for the College of Veterinary Medicine. She says the research is not really on a contractual basis either.
In cases like that, it's not, here's money, go figure out why this is the way it is. So it's not so much that they give us X number of dollars to solve their problem. It's a lot of times it's the PI who's knowledgeable in that area and has the idea.
The College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources provides information about its funding on its website. For the year 2010, it cites a total of about $32 million in grants, with 69% coming from the federal government, and only 7.6% is from the private sector. Stern says another form of transparency is how the School of Veterinary Medicine provides a newsletter that notes the rewards the school has received three times a year as well. Kathleen Manning is a public relations manager for Monsanto. In a written statement to KBIA, Manning wrote that the company was proud of its contributions to the land-grant universities and support of university agricultural research. The statement also said Monsanto made a $100,000 grant to the university for a three-year program to support undergraduate research in plant sciences. Schwab says it's important for people to know where the money comes from, though.
I mean, I can understand an administrator's perspective that they need to get whatever money they can wherever they can, especially at this, you know, point of economic austerity if in the government. But I do think that when they take private money, there often is strings attached.
The report cites a study from the University of California that researched the benefits of eating chocolate, with more than $15 million donated by the Mars Corporation, who then used it to show the benefits of eating chocolate. Linnett says those types of examples only arise when a special researcher has an agenda. He says he can't claim there's absolutely no abuse, but he says if the school didn't uphold a standard of unbiased expertise, no company would come to them in the first place. He also says that the university will not accept grants that restrict graduate, student, or researcher publishing. The report also compares how universities are affected by corporations when academic buildings or research labs are named after them. For example, on the University of Missouri, there's the Monsanto Auditorium and the Anheuser-Busch Natural Resources Hall.
It's tricky to kind of pare apart exactly the linkage between a corporation naming a building and the influence that that can bring. But it's hard to kind of keep track of all the corporate money that's going into for kind of naming rights to buildings, to fund chairs at different departments at universities, to fund individual professors. But I think that the influence there is very real, sort of has a branding effect on the campus.
Linnett, however, says those auditoriums actually provide a nice place for conferences and places where talented people can show their work.
I really don't think that has any impact. And, you know, a name, once it's out there, it's just a name. I'm sure it doesn't have much impact at all on the faculty because it becomes so familiar. It's just, we don't even call Anheuser-Busch Natural Resources Building, we call it Abner.
Regardless, Schwab says it's all about being informed.
I think there should be a robust debate on campus, for example, you know, so the school really has their eyes open, including the students really have their eyes open, to see whether this is really the right way forward for the school.
Linnett says the report wanted to make grant funding for the schools more public, to which he said, fantastic. Kyle Cardine, KBIA News.